Proclamation number 2284, dated the April 1st, 1942. Heavenly glory. Spiritual vision. God has withheld the knowledge about the glory of eternal life from people because it would influence their actions and thoughts insofar as that the human being would be unable to be anything else but good in order to attain the eternal glory for himself. In that case, however, he would never be able to become perfect, for perfection presupposes a good way of life of one's own accord but not for the sake of reward. If a person is good of his own accord, that is, if he shapes himself into love, the knowledge of the eternal glory will indeed be revealed to him on earth already, depending on his soul's degree of maturity. His ability to conceive things in the spiritual domain will be awakened, and figurative impressions will be imparted to him which his spirit will pass on to the soul. This is the spiritual vision which presupposes a certain degree of psychological maturity. Then these people will not be harmed by the knowledge of the eternal glory, i.e., it is only the consequence of the correct way of life before God. Even if a person is informed of the fact that life after death is incomparably beautiful and full of delight for a human being who shapes himself into love, this reference is nevertheless not coercion, because it is up to the person to believe it or not. And then again, it will only be believed by a person who makes an effort to live according to God's will, whereas the other one lacks faith. Consequently, spiritual vision can only be attained by a profoundly faithful person living up to God's will, for the glories of eternity will only be revealed to him. But this vision, which is proof of his soul's maturity, will always be granted to a person shortly before the completion of his physical life, for he will not be required to stay much longer on earth since he will have fulfilled his purpose and established a heartfelt relationship with God. Only for the sake of humanity does God not call him to himself, so that it will be offered a small testimony of the truthfulness of the divine word, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which I have prepared for those who love me." Single quote, for earthly eyes cannot behold such things. The spiritual eye, however, can only receive these impressions when a specific degree of perfection has been reached. What the spiritual eye then beholds is difficult for a person to describe because it exceeds the earthly human being's comprehension and words cannot even roughly explain it. Even so, the imparted impressions should be enough for his fellow human beings to become profoundly faithful and encourage them to live a God-pleasing way of life. However, if a human being opposes this with his will, not even the most glorious description of the eternal bliss would manage to change it, for the realization and the knowledge of life in the beyond in a state of perfection is the result of a God-inclined will. But God does not change this will by force. Instead, he will allow it to remain free. Amen.